Good morning, afternoon, and evening. It depends upon when you're clicking in. Because I've been clicked in. Yes, I'm already clicked. This is Fish and Frank. And I really don't know the names of the people I'm dealing with here. Outside of Robert, who's over in the extra seat over there. Robert I know pretty good. These other guys, we're going to let them introduce them. And it's all about a new product I'm buying. And hopefully you're going to buy it. I'm buying it. I'm spending several $1,000s to get into this. But I thought you might want to know who we're dealing with and what's going on. And I don't know. We'll see where it all goes. But anyway, we'll get started here. Frank, quit playing the guitar. Get out. Yeah, you know, you get guitar in his hands, he just won't stop. All right. I'm going to let you introduce yourself to figure out, you know, who you are and what do you do. What's your name, by the way?
Awesome. My name is Burton Young. I own a company called Barracuda Cast Nets. We are a new cast net company based out of St. Petersburg, Florida.
Oh, man, the crowd's digging you already. The studio audience, man, they're just into you here, buddy. I got to tell you.
Yeah. It's awesome. Yeah, so we made a cast net. We did about 2 years of research and development, try to make the best cast net out there, changed a lot of things on it. And
okay, let's back up a little bit. You were an IT business. You yep. sold your company.
Yeah.
Tell me your first name again.
Burton.
Burton. All right, I will get that. And you, sir?
I'm Zeke.
He's Zeke. He's like Cher, man. When you see this guy, well, you know, the resemblance is uncanny. You know, it's just, this is him, Zeke.
Yeah.
And now, you... we're in the military.
Yep. Yeah, I was in the Army for 5.5 years.
All right. And did you get wounded?
I was combat wounded. I was medically discharged, yeah.
Okay, so got a wounded vet here who gets into the IT business.
I was in the IT business. As soon as I got out of the military, I went into the IT business, excuse me. Didn't love it, but I was good at it. And I was in it for quite a long time. And built a company, a national IT provider, and then decided I wanted to get back, wanted to do something I loved, and sold the IT company and started making cast nets. And I did 2 years of research and development to put the net together and started producing it.
So what you are, from my understanding, is in the American section of China, which is actually true.
Yep. Yeah.
They have an American section where the Americans own the company. They have all their own machines. The workers are hired by you. You guys, your company actually is its own factory there.
Basically, yep.
There is, it's the same place as Penn and Quantum and Zebco.
Yep.
This section of China is for foreign companies to have companies in China.
Yes.
And so it is your own equipment.
It's our own equipment, our own extrusion machines for the monofilament, our own mesh machines.
So you control every aspect of it, and you have people there in the factory even while you're here so that you can control the quality.
Yes. Basically.
So, when you say this is your cast net, you're not just buying from a manufacturer and putting your name on it.
No, we actually designed the cast net here. It's built to our exact specifications. Everything about that net was based in St. Pete. And we tried to actually bring our factories over here and have them in the U.S. Unfortunately, we weren't able to do that just because of the trying to compete in the market, you had to.
Well, there's a lot, especially now still with the insurance regulations and all this kind of stuff. As soon as you top so many employees, you can't even pay the people by the time you pay all the stuff you have to pay.
There's no way we could compete in the market with a U.S.-based factory.
So we're hoping maybe sometime soon that changes. But
we are hoping.
We are hoping, you know. like him or unlike him, maybe the great pumpkin can do something.
Maybe, but when you have a handmade product and you need skilled labor, it is a skill to make those nets. It's something...
It's an unbelievable skill. Tying a sheep's bend... time after time after time after time perfectly.
Yeah.
Really. I mean.
Really, dude.
Wow.
Yeah, you're talking $18, $20 an hour employees. And
It's a tough way to go with the cast nets. I went through and I admire and I'm actually jealous of the fact you had enough money to do that because I was looking into it and tried to find it. I just couldn't do it myself.
Yeah.
And I don't mean to be putting words in your mouth, but I want people to understand because most people who try to do cast nets hire a manufacturer and they get it, but the problem with it is quality control.
Quality control is everything to us. Quality control coming out of China is very important. We're one of the few companies, I think we're the only company that even when the nets are received here, we actually inspect every single net before packaging. We actually bucket the nets here. So every single one of those nets has been...
Now, here's the other thing we got to start doing, and I'm just going to tell you that I would do if I was you. I would not say the company... what's the name of this company?
Barracuda.
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 So instead of saying the company, you need to say Barracuda Cast Nets. You know,
I'm I'm with you.
Just point it out, man. You know, I can't. You know, I can only do so much here.
Yeah, no, I got you.
You know,
so,
I'm trying to get your storyline all together. It's tough because you know, you come into the office and you're showing me the products. I like the products. I'm like, okay, yeah, I'm in. You seem, you know, very genuine person, but I wanted people to get the idea that you're not just a repackager.
No,
you're actually a manufacturer.
No, we're a manufacturer, and we take our nets very seriously. We take our customer service very seriously. I mean, if you look at our Facebook, Barracuda Tackle, on Facebook, you'll see that we have 35-star reviews.
Do you have a website?
At barracudatackle.com. You can pull up Barracuda Tackle.
B-A-R-R-A-C-U-D-A Tackle. Okay. I'm going to check out your website.
Yeah, please.
The finest cast nets in the world, Barracuda Tackle, right?
Yes, that's us.
That's it. Okay, yeah. Who's that on the boat?
That's Captain Rob Gorda. He's one of our ambassadors. I don't know if you know him. He's down in this Tampa Bay area.
I would have to ask Robert if I know him. I had radiation treatments in my brain. They killed part of it. Yeah. I'm diabetic. I'm about as much of a whack job as you can get, you know. And then there's... if there's memory in there, Robert has to figure out where it is.
So we have it's Captain Rob Gorda, Captain Mike Goodwine, Blair Wiggins are all throwing the net.
Well, you got two out of three anyway. Robert, do you have any questions?
I think the one thing that I've noticed with the net that makes it pretty cool is that besides all the different quality parts of it is... it comes in different colors if you want to.
Yep.
It's obviously an extra cost, but that makes it totally unique.
But it's not
everybody.
An extra cost to the consumer, right?
Yes.
They're
yes.
all the same price.
No, it's no, an extra
it
cost
goes
to the
up
consumer.
A little bit to the
it
consumer.
Does go up?
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, we can make the net in pretty much any color. Black's very popular. The red, white, and blues are very popular. The pinks are popular.
So now you're telling me I got to buy red, white, and blue as well. I'm buying the black and the pink, so
well,
now I got to have red,
day.
White, and blue.
It is Veterans Day, so that red, white, and blue is...
I'll
do
those.
It is Veterans Day today, you're right.
I think we'll do those in 3/8, right?
The red, white, and blue?
Yeah.
3/8 instead of... I can't afford to buy 3/8 and quarter, so...
right.
We'll start with the 3/8, okay. And as you guys get, you know,
get
as we start selling more of them... You know, when I get a new product in, I don't take any of the money from that product for a while until I can get all of the product.
Okay,
so
that's awesome.
When I make money on it, I reinvest that money back in until I have all of the product.
Yeah.
I'm a little weird that way. I like having it all.
Yeah.
If you look on the wall over there, I've got a 25-foot wall of hooks. I've got miles of soft plastics. I like having as much of the products as I can get.
And that's another thing, our marketing for you guys in the area, just if you're going to buy every one of the products, we get about 60 hits a day on our dealer locator, so you're going to have people looking for them in the area. So it's good to have a good... most of the product in here, so when they come, they can grab it.
Well, as long as we're throwing out numbers, this is about 6,000 people listen to what...
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah, that's about there.
Yeah.
We have a... on our fishing report page, we have we get 20,000 unique visitors a month that look at the fishing reports.
Wow.
And
that's
it goes
awesome.
Between 20,000 and 100,000, depending upon time of year and stuff like that. So, you
very
know,
cool.
Maybe
that's
I'll talk you in an ad on Radio Fishing here before
maybe.
It's over.
you might have me in there.
Anyway, getting back into the world, I mean, you're in the fishing business now.
Yes.
So are you going to miss being able to go fishing?
I've learned since I've opened this company that I will not go fishing. I actually snuck away last week. One of my captains called me up. I was like, hey, I'm going for 2 hours for triple tail. So I was like, let's go. So I jumped on the boat, took 2 hours, didn't have anything on my calendar. And I caught a somewhere between 28 and 30-pound triple tail in those 2 hours.
Wow.
It was huge.
That's giant.
It was awesome.
Huge. Got that in 2 hours, got back on land and started working again. So that's about the most I've had.
Well, that's one of the things we always ask people about is now that you're in the fishing business, do you miss fishing?
Yeah. Yeah. I own my IT company and I sold it thinking I'd open a tackle company, get more time on the water. Completely wrong.
Yeah. It's exactly the opposite.
Less time.
Okay. How long have you been in this
business?
Yeah. When did you start this company?
We did 2 years R&D on the cast net itself. Once we're done with our, we've actually launched a company about 3 months ago, which is, okay. we're very new. But we started in the Tampa Bay market. We're in pretty much every retailer in Tampa Bay. From what I understand from talking to them, that it's the only Castnet that's been selling in Tampa Bay since we started. So it's very humbling. And we have calls coming in from all over the state. The Keys are lighting up for us. Fort Myers, Naples are lighting up for us.
Well, we have a store in North Fort Myers, too. So
yeah,
we'll be...
We actually stopped by yesterday.
Working on getting them down there, too, as I get the money.
It's a great shop over there. It's a beautiful shop over there.
Isn't that pretty?
It's is really nice. Good. Very pretty.
Amazing what you can do with a new building and a clean slate.
Yeah. People, the biggest thing people say to me, you own that? They're used to this one. Like, really, Frank, that's your store? Yeah. Is, you know, it's so nice.
I personally think this store has a lot more character.
Yes. Oh, this is the experience store.
Yeah, it is.
Yes. And, okay, my question would be, what actually started you? You sell this IT company. What was the thought about the fishing business? What was the spark that hit made you go into this?
It was actually Zeke and I on the boat one day a couple years back, and I just bought a couple new nets over time trying to find the right net. And I had a handmade net before that was great. We were throwing them, and we were trying to get bait, and there was just lots of issues we saw with every one of the nets. And I've been throwing a cast net since I was 7 years old and decided this is something I wanted to do. So we started going down this road and started trying to make a better net. And so we eventually went through 127 different designs, came up with a better net. Then we started to look for manufacturing and started to try to make them sink faster. We changed our monofilament. We actually made monofilament that sinks, which changed all that. Changed the way that the net behaves in the water. And we started the company, put it up. Actually, Barracuda's been around since 1923, actually. It was owned by the Reynolds family over in St. Petersburg on First Avenue South. It was the largest tackle manufacturer in the Southeast United States for almost 50 years. And they went out of business back in the 70s. And my family is very close to the Reynolds family. So once we got the cast nets made, I was trying to figure out what I wanted to call the company. And I actually called Charlie Reynolds, who is the oldest living son from Jack Reynolds, the guy who founded Barracuda, and asked him if I could have the IP and if I could relaunch Barracuda as a cast net company. They were famous for the Dalton Special.
Yep.
And the Rapala now makes it, the Reflecto Spoon, and a number of different products. Charlie said, yeah, I'd love to see it take off. And so he gave us permission to use the IP, so we relaunched the old Barracuda, all of our logos and most of our scripts, the fish that we have on Zeke's shirt over there, that all came from the original Barracuda. So it's technically in 6 years we'll be celebrating our 100th anniversary, which is kind of cool. But
yeah, a 3-month-old company that can celebrate 100 years of business. But it's nice when you know, families and everybody gets along and works together and all that. All right, I'm gonna put you on the spot. You make a black, a purple, a pink, a red, white, and blue, a clear,
yellow,
all the yellow
high vis, yeah,
high vis yellow. And you've got 8s, 10s, and 12s. You got 1/4 inch, 3/8 inch. Out of the colors and the styles and the sizes and everything, what net do you like? What's your net that you want to throw?
Being a wounded veteran, I have some back issues, so I try not to throw too much weight. So I keep it at 10 foot, and I keep it at our 1.4-pound net.
The same one I throw.
Yep. That net is actually 25, 30 feet of water. You're still catching bait. I mean, it's not as fast as our 1.6-pound net, so if you're throwing on really big bait, you want to probably go with a 1.6-pound. But it's catching everything. I mean, it's catching 6-inch, 7-inch shad, which are typically, you know, going to outrun a 1.4-pound net with a 3/8-inch mesh.
Well, I've gone through, and I started out throwing 16s when I was young, you know, commercially and doing stuff like that. By young, I mean in my 20s. And then I hit my 40s, and by 50, I was throwing a 10. I went from, you know, 16, 14, 12, and now I throw 10s. And I'm pretty sure the day will come in the next few years where I'll be throwing 8s. But, you know, it's just kind of interesting to find out what somebody actually, what their favorite product is.
Yep.
So for you, it was about a 2-year window from the time you had the idea until they actually went to market.
Yes.
And people don't understand that sometimes it can take a long time from an idea to reality.
Very much so. In manufacturing, I mean, getting the manufacturing down was a huge part of that. I mean, it's very hard to find quality manufacturing when you're doing it overseas.
All right.
And consistency.
Now, how did you decide on this style? I mean, did you just go out and throw the different ones until you got the right one?
We threw everything. We bought custom nets. We bought handmade nets. We bought every net that's commercially available on the market. We went through everything. We had multiple sizes, multiple weights, everything. We just
That's a heck of a ringtone. I like it. What the heck was that?
It's the worst text tone ever. Sit in the car with it for 4 hours. So, yeah, we went through a number of different styles and, you know, different horns, the different weights. Even our weighting system on our net is different. When you look at a cast net, you say, how can it be different? You know, everybody out there is using 32 grams or heavier weights. We actually use a 20-gram weight. And we actually went through 30 gram, 25, 20, 15 until we found the right weighting system. But it gives you more weight along the lead line, gives you an easier opening net, gives you a faster sinking net, gives you a net where the smaller weights don't get tangled in the braille lines at all, gives you a faster load time. There's just everything about the net was gone through. Like I said, we made 127 different nets before we actually landed on what we actually produced and brought to market.
So it was a lot of backbreaking out there, throwing nets. A
lot
throwing
of
nets,
throwing.
Throwing nets.
Yep.
Redoing.
Yep.
Throwing.
And then asking
redoing.
Captains who we trusted. Captains have been in the air for a long time, asking them to throw the net, see what they liked and didn't like. It was definitely, people go, a cast net's a cast net. Honestly, that's one thing I think we broke when we made this net. Everybody who's throwing the net said the cast is not a cast net. This thing's so different.
Okay.
Even the sink rate is alarmingly fast for the weights. Our 1.4-pound net sinks faster than a 1.8-pound net.
Wow.
Because of the way we make the filament.
I'm very excited. I've got one. I'm going to take it out and throw it. I'll be, tomorrow's Sunday, so I'll be throwing it tomorrow. And then at the beginning of the week or when we do our next show, I will definitely, by the time we get to the 97.5 show on WKDW, I will have thrown the net and be able to give you guys a full report, what I like, what I don't like. And that's the way I do stuff.
Love
I'm
it.
Sorry.
It's perfect.
I'm, you know, I may seem friendly. Don't get used to it. And, let's see. Let me find it here. Now, what is it? You say it's more money for the different colors. What was the reasoning behind the colors? What? Why did you? You know, everybody makes a white or a clear, maybe a green or something like that. How did this become a rainbow effect?
Well, we have a captain who's been very, very influential in helping us grow to the way where we have and take off the way we did. I mean, the company coming out of the gate like we have has been amazing. And the name of his charter company is Black Neck Adventures. His name is Mike Goodwine. And we wanted to make a black net for him, so we figured out how we could do it. We made him a solid black net, and he fell in love with it. He put it up on Instagram the next day, and I think we had 28 orders for people wanting black nets. And then we made a pink one for a breast cancer tournament that was going on. We were raffling off a net, so we wanted to make a pink one. We tried to donate to pretty much every tournament that's got a good cause behind it. And the next day, all my retailers wanted pink nets. And then so we played around and made a couple other colors, and it kind of spiraled out of control, but now everybody calls us with custom colors. Hey, I just bought this yellowfin. It's Fighting Lady Yellow. Can you make me a net that's color? We can custom make a net to pretty much any color you want. We use it's a pretty intricate dyeing process that we dye the nets with. And they won't bleed. The color's not going to leach out of it. Obviously, mono, if you leave it in the sun long enough, it's going to degrade. And if that mono starts degrading, you might lose some of the color. But if you take care of your net like you would a normal cast net, that color's going to sit in there forever.
Robert, questions?
That doesn't change the extruding process of the weight of the mono or anything like that?
No, it's a dyeing process after it's all made. So as far as it's the same exact mono on our normal nets.
Okay.
We just take it and put it through a dyeing process. Actually, our nets are very soft to begin with, but it actually softens the net even more. And we've actually tested the durability set after coloring, and we've torture tested it. No difference.
Cool.
Okay.
I like it. You know, people say, well, I want this net because the fish won't see it coming, or they want this because it's, you know, I think everybody has their own color of invisibility.
Yep.
You know, and which is really strange because one guy thinks a black net is sneakier than a clear net, and yep. One guy thinks a clear net sneakier than that. And I know about 15 women that are going to buy this pink net.
They will. They'll buy the net.
Yeah. We have amazing amount. One of the things I'm most proud of is we have a lot of people that come into the store. I mean, tens of thousands a year. But we probably have the highest percentage of women and kids of any store in the United States. And so we have a lot of women here. I was in Fort Myers and somebody said, we need to promote women fishing. I'm like, really? What part of the 50s are you living in? I mean, women
fish a lot.
Everything. I mean, anybody who thinks women are sitting there demure in their kitchen, you know, they're out of their mind.
They're fishing like crazy.
But they like girl stuff, you know? They want to go out, go fishing. They want to look good. And And so we're very excited over the next few months about getting all of the different colors and everything in. Just figuring out where we're going to put them. I guess I can hang the buckets off the rafters. That'd probably be where we're going to next with this. I don't know where we're going to put all these buckets.
At least buckets, they're in buckets and they stack well.
Yep. Yeah. Right. We can even do Tiffany blue nets. I mean, we did a Tiffany blue net for a guy down in Naples, and she loves it. It's a cool color net. So there's nothing we can't do custom-wise, but...
Well, one question would be... Getting into the fishing business, obviously you're finding out you're not fishing as much. Because when you do IT work, you can say, okay, I'm working from this time to this time. And occasionally you get a thing where you got to go. But in the fishing business, it's a lot.
Yeah, it's a lot of work.
It's really tough to get into. It's really tough to break through. And then once you start breaking through, the hours a day are extraordinary. More than any other business I've ever been in. But what do you like most about your job? What's the thing that really makes you happy about getting into the cast neck business?
Honestly, the thing that I like most about it since we launched is the customer satisfaction level. Now, we have great customer satisfaction. Our retailers are very happy with us. Our customers are very happy with us. I get probably 5 phone calls a day saying, listen, I'm a guide. I work my tail off to get bait every morning, and your net's made it so much easier on me. Thank you. Hearing that kind of stuff is great, and that's why we work so hard in our customer service. I mean, we're there for our customers, for our retailers, and it's been very satisfying. In the IT business, no matter what you do, people are mad at their computers. People hate their computers. It's very frustrating.
Oh yeah, I can't tell you how many times I'd like to take my 9mm to this.
Yeah, and even if it's working perfectly, they still get mad at it because something happened on the internet, something you have no control over. In this business, so far, I hate to say it, I'm knock on wood here. We haven't had a single customer complaint come across our board yet, and we've sold over thousands of nets without a complaint.
You will, but the good thing is that
I expect it. I'm waiting for it. I'm surprised.
Well, it's just like me. I get bad reviews. I celebrate the bad reviews I get on the internet because that's the truth of it. We're not the best store for everybody. I would say for most people, I would say 90-some% of the people, they really enjoy it here.
Yeah.
But we're not going to make everybody happy.
You can't.
I'm never going to do it.
Can't do it.
I wouldn't even know where to, you know.
Yep.
So, but I can tell you the one thing that does keep me in this business is the people I deal with.
Yep, they're great. Whole different breed of people than you're going to deal with in the IT industry or any industry.
Well,
they're fishermen.
The neat thing about this, and what's my opinion, the only thing that's going to keep this store open, most of the businesses in the country are promoting stay at home will bring it to you.
Yep.
It don't leave the safety of your house. Become a hermit. Sit there all by yourself in your little house, and we'll bring it up to the door, and you can crack the door and take your stuff.
Yep.
And people in the fishing business want to leave the house. They want to go outside.
They want to talk to you, too, as far as they want your knowledge, and they come in here because they need it.
But they actually want to do stuff. Yeah. They're not becoming hermitized. They're literally wanting to go outside. They want to leave the
house.
Yeah. It's one of the few industries left to actually, okay, I'm not going to sit at home. I'm going to actually go do something.
Yep.
So they're more fun. They're more interesting type of person.
Whole different people. That's what coming from the IT industry into the fishing industry. It has been it's been a dream almost. You meet great people all the time. So far, I mean, I don't have one experience I really don't appreciate right now. So it's great. I mean, and we're busy. We're working, like you said, fishing. I don't even know what I live on the water. I have a pole by my back door. That pole hasn't seen the water in 4 months.
Well, I've actually found, and you will get this, sometime next year, designate at least 1 or 2 days
to go.
Just to go. No matter what happens, it's part of the business. You have to do it. It's research. And what will happen is your stress level will come down. I actually have a day designated where I'm going fishing. I don't care if it's a hurricane out. I got to go sit in the bank. I go out in the boat, whatever.
Yep.
But I'm actually, life is a lot better now because I'm not as, I was getting so mean and so crazy. I needed to stop and take that out. And my best advice to you is learn how to say, this is my day. I don't care.
That's a good call. I should do it. I should put on my calendar right now when we leave here.
Yeah. If the business burns down, I'll call the insurance company. This is it. I'm going fishing that day.
Yeah.
And it's made my life better again. I forgot how much it helped me.
Yep, I bet.
And it's actually true. I didn't really get to go much at all for 2 years.
It's definitely helped out a lot.
Yeah.
And now I'm actually feeling more more like a part of the world. It just made everything better.
Yeah. I got 2 hours on the water just this week. The first time I've been fishing since I started the company. We got 2 hours. Caught a triple tail that was somewhere between 28 and 30 pounds. It was beautiful. But I'll tell you what, that changed my whole day. I came back. I was relaxed. I was calm again. Just everything was so much better.
Yep. As somebody new into the business, this is into my 33rd year, 34th year. I don't know. It's been a long time.
Yeah.
And I will tell you, designate some time. And
I'm definitely going
to
do it.
My best advice for the people listening, designate a time. And if it's too windy to go on a boat, go down to the pier and relax. Walk out to the beach and cast off the beach.
Yeah.
Go freshwater fishing. Go out and remember how great bluegills are. They're awesome. I mean, they really are. Bluegills are an awesome fish.
Yeah.
And bass fishing is very cool, too. And mix and match it. Spent some time catching peacock and largemouth.
Always wanted to catch a peacock. Haven't done that yet.
We've got an amazing captain, and I'll get you in contact.
That'd be great.
He's absolutely awesome, Morse Campbell, and that's who I go with. If you're going to get a freshwater guide, you just want to go to Morris.
Yeah.
But
definitely.
Yeah.
Anyway, Robert. So where do we take this interview from here, or do we just chop it off and say that?
Chop it off before we beat a dead horse.
All right. So
we got a lot of really good information out of it, and we're really excited and anxious to try out the.
Go ahead, product. Zeke. What was that?
Come on, quick.
We didn't talk about the warranty or anything like that.
We don't do warranties on cast nets. What warranty on cast net? Are you out of your freaking mind? What are you talking about, boy?
People think we're crazy, but we do have a warranty on our cast nets.
Yeah.
All right. Go ahead. Hit me with it. I honestly, folks, I met you, 10, 15 minutes before we decided to do the interview.
Yeah.
I liked you, and I wish I could say I was more scientific. If I like somebody, I spend money, and they have a good product, I spend money on it. Yeah. If I don't... What do I need? I get 3-4 people a day coming through my door trying to sell me stuff. You're the first one successful in a long time. So anyway, what's this warranty?
We do have a warranty on the cast
net. Let Burton explain it.
Yeah, we do have a warranty on the cast net. If you ever rip it or tear the cast net, as long as you bring the horn, the lead line back to our retailers or to us, you get a replacement at half price. We know that you're going to rip a cast net. And I started throwing nets when I was 7 years old in Coffee Pot Bayou over in St. Pete, and I used to rip my net all the time, and I'd be devastated when I did. So we actually found a way to make it good for the retailers and good for the customers to where you can replace that cast net for them at half price. And they get a new net.
Really?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. I did not know this till it started. You'll have to explain all that to us.
Yep.
Oh, my God. The nice part about...
I think you bumped your head.
Yeah. The nice part about selling cast nets was, okay.
Take it. It's gone.
Yeah. I warn you. Learn where you throw, and we always start. I would never start somebody with your net, by the way.
Yeah.
We have a inexpensive line of cast nets we start people with, more or less just because the movement, if they're older, they're in their 20s, they can throw your net no problem, or the 30s, and they're relatively in good shape. Then starting with your net is not a problem. But when somebody gets in their 40s and up, they need to start with a very light, like an 8-foot lightweight net to learn the movements, to get it going and all that. It might be something you guys get into a beginner net.
Yeah, we do have a 7-foot. We have a 7-foot, and they'll be coming out in about, I think it's about 3 weeks now.
Yeah.
7-foot, 1.25 pounds. It's a lighter net.
Yeah. What it needs to be is something that doesn't hurt when you go to throw it. Because as you're finding out, when you got wounded, I got it from age. I'm just old, beat up. I mean, I've broke my back, my neck once, my back twice, I think. And or my neck twice, my back once. I don't remember. But I can't do what I did. And so I start people with lightweight nets, getting used to the motions.
Yep.
And then once they're used to it and they're throwing really good, then we sell them a net like yours because it's going to sink faster. It's going to open better. It just works out. But a... progression is always the right thing. We get people in literally probably once a month that they went to a store and someone sold them a $250 cast net.
Yeah.
They cannot lift. They cannot work it.
The weight, I mean, 1.6 pound net's heavy. People don't realize how heavy a 12-foot 1.6 pound net is.
Oh, no. I know I would be on the bottom of the boat crying. I'd have tears in my eyes trying to throw a 12-foot net right now.
Yeah.
It's just not me anymore.
Yeah.
I'm too tore up.
Back in my day, I loved it, but
I'm very excited to hear you're bringing out this beginner net. I will show you the one that I use to teach people with.
Okay.
And you can see what you might be able to do in that range, because that is always the problem. Your nets, as far as what I played with it here and everything, I really like the net. I think it's going to be a great seller. I think it's going to be everything you said it's going to be. I'm a little shocked at the warranty.
Yeah, I'm still bewildered by that.
Okay, but all cool. I mean, your policies are our policies. We do what you tell us to do, and as long as you keep your word, I keep mine. That's the way we do stuff.
We've made it very comfortable for the retailer as well. I mean, we honestly, when we came out of that warranty, I was a little bit worried walking into retailers at first, because I didn't know how they were going to take it. But honestly, I so far we've had zero pushback on the warranty part of it. Once you see how it works, it's actually
That's all fine. Yeah. That's your idea, your money. You know,
it's my money.
We'll be there. So what we're going to do is, we're going to wrap this up. I think we've covered everything. I want to show you that beginner's net, because that's the only thing you guys don't really have is that excellent beginner's net.
And we're working on it.
And we'll get that. Now, once more, tell everybody who you are, name of the company, all that.
Yep, my name is Burton Young, and I own Barracuda Tackle. You can find us on the web at barracudatackle.com, facebook.com/barracudatackle, and Barracuda Tackle on Instagram, so you can see us on all the social media platforms. You can find all of our reviews there, all of our videos. We've got lots of videos on our website as well. How to throw a cast net by the Salt Strong guys. Blair Wiggins done a video on how to throw our cast net. So they're all up there on the website. And if you want some instruction, it's there.
All right. Now, Zeke.
Yes.
You can sing your outro if you want.
I don't think you want to hear me sing. I don't even like to hear me sing.
So
it's really good when he does Katy
Perry.
One
last question. Yeah. Yes. I can see that. I can see that.
You
with
got
him.
That Katy Perry voice guy.
Yeah. How did you guys get to know each other?
Basically,
St. Pete.
St. Pete, born and raised, both of us. We've been friends for a long time.
Just fishing buddies.
Fishing
and decided
buddies.
To, okay, I'm going to go into business.
He's the only person that I know that uses the same braided line that I do. Before, I met him, he used it.
Okay.
Just
help me
automatically brothers right there.
All right.
We're tackle brothers.
That works. Yeah. I mean, that
nobody,
really works.
Nobody uses a samurai except for us.
I think. Yeah.
Okay, so. Robert. Let's see. Got the wrong one going here. All right. What you got? Anything?
I'm good.
Okay. Well, boys and girls, this has been another edition of Radio Fishing. Getting to know the guys from Barracuda Tackle and the Castnet guys. And it's a whole new ball game, a whole new Castnet. And we're going to have the red, white, and blue ones. We're going to have the pink ones and the black ones. And as I get money, I'm going to buy some of the clear ones and the other stuff. If you're interested, when will I have the nets?
You'll have them probably Tuesday next week.
Okay, so Tuesday next week. We will catch you guys there. And remember, we're at the Fort Myers Boat Show next week, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Maybe we can even talk you guys into coming to the Fort Myers Boat Show with us.
Love to do it.
Who knows? Come down there, maybe get some deals on nets. He says he'd like to do it. We'll sucker him into it right now. All right. See you on the next Radio Fishing, guys. Thanks for listening.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.